Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug.
I apologize. I gave you a shitty cue when I ran through it like that. So a little of you are off. Some of you are off. But all of you are fantastic for being here. No, nobody likes football? I don't know why I'm reaching into the prize bag. It's not that part yet. Oh, to get the script out. Okay. I got this. 11 years. I got this. All right. So... No crickets, that's pretty awesome. We're coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles! I've learned how to say things just to get people to applaud when there's really not that much reason to. It's Monday, October 9th, 2017, less than a month till Ragnarok. But I want to see some name tags that rock. Hey, the clock is way off. It says 9:06. Yeah, can you just get rid of that? Because I'll just be like staring at it the whole show going, why is it way off? It's been good for a while. It's been this side stage clock here has been fantastic. But, oh, everybody's holding up their name tags. I feel sitting there going off about the clock. I saw Big Lana's house on the internet somewhere, Instagram maybe, or Twitter, and I'm a big fan of that one, because it's a big house, it's Big Lana's house, but she showed on Twitter that if you open one of the windows, there's weed behind it. Just a drawing of weed, so a little disappointing, but still in the spirit of what I like. Tim Burton's The Nicky Mare Before Christmas. Nicky Mare. And Nikki and Chris, that's for both of you. You're going to have to divide up what's in the prize bag?
He's my fiance.
He's your fiance? Okay, well, good luck with that. Yeah, we'll see. You're going to, if statistics are correct, you might split it all someday. Jason-in-law. I saw that one on the internet, too. The Brock. 3,000 Kyles to Graceland. I like it. That movie did not come up when we were playing Kurt Russell the other day, so that was shameful. Baby Jarrett? Okay. Driver Jarrett. Such a great pun. What's this Star Wars one say?
Brett Turn of the Jedi.
Brett Turn of the Jedi. Nice. All right, good job, everybody. For Los Angeles, that's pretty impressive. Because everybody here either travel for somewhere and they don't want to pack a silly name tag because of the aforementioned TSA situation, or they live here and it's the most jaded city in the world. I'm going to go enjoy the show and I'm not going to bring a fucking name tag. I'm going to sit there and not be in suspense about whether I get picked or be sad when I don't. I'm just going to enjoy the show. Doug Plugs, Thursday night. This Thursday, October 12th, Doug Loves Movies returns to Kansas City, this time at the Alamo Drafthouse. And the next night, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Friday the 13th, part 3, because it's Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's ooh is the proper response. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies comes to Atlanta at the Variety Playhouse at 4:20. And Raleigh, Phoenix, New Orleans, Tampa, and more are on the calendar. For all my road dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
I know, right? So aggressive. Are you guys going to call off the wedding? What's all that crinkling noise I hear? Who's crinkling over there? I guess that stopped it. Let's check out the prize bag. It's a, I was just in Vegas on that fateful day, or sad day, and this is a bag from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, hashtag Vegas Strong. Got a t-shirt, yes! One person clapping for that. I got a t-shirt from Getting Doug with High, a Peacemaker pipe, Christmas style, because it's never too early for that. Now that we're actually getting closer to Christmas, a iTunes gift card so you can buy my latest album Lexington or whatever you want. Go ahead, get some fucking Juice Newton if you have to. Somebody sent me a tweet today like, do I really gotta get Juice Newton's album? I'm like, dude, I know this is a cult, but you don't have to follow it that closely. Be like people in LA and show up without a fucking name tag. That's how you live life. Live life like it's the last day and that you'd be like dying and going, I can't believe I wasted all that time making a name tag. That was dark. All right, and also included in the bag, and as promised on Twitter, maybe that's why we have such a big turnout tonight, tickets to go to the Regal Theater downtown here in Los Angeles, which is a fine cinema. And there's only some restrictions on these free tickets. It's valid Monday through Thursday, only for standard format presentations. Weekends. Now, why are they bringing up weekends again when they just said Monday through Thursday? Like, some people are going to show up and be like, Friday is late Thursday, man. I don't start the weekend till Friday night. Why can't I enjoy this matinee? Weekends and holidays are also excluded. But, you know, four free tickets to the cinema, that's not a bad deal. All of that is going to be won by somebody tonight, in addition to the stuff brought by my three very special guests. Please give a big, warm welcome. For Kevin Kraft, Matt Besser, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Logan.
Hi, everybody.
I haven't given this out in a while. Wow, you guys are great clappers.
Yeah.
I've been talking shit about the L.A. crowd, and then they clap like motherfuckers. But I haven't given this out in a while. Matt, you just won the Pete Holmes Award.
What did I do?
You spoke first.
Oh, was
yeah,
that bad?
You talked without being addressed. You came out, hey, everybody.
They were
like,
addressing
this
me
is
with
my
clapping.
Show, too. You don't think they're clapping for the other gentleman as well?
I don't know why they didn't address him. It was rude.
I think, hey, everybody.
That'd be like if you walked into a party and was like, hi, Matt. I'm like, hmm. Only the hosts can respond.
I've rarely seen Kevin not in a hat, and tonight you didn't get the hat memo.
Because Sam and Matt are wearing hats.
I knew that in advance.
You did?
Wow. All right. It's all part of my strategy for the games.
Well, let's meet them individually, starting with the man who was just speaking. It's Kevin Kraft, everybody.
This is so fucking cool.
First time as a full-fledged guest on the show, but do you remember that time you came in and you administered the Leonard Maltin game so I could play?
No, because that didn't happen.
You sure?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Nobody.
No, somebody did it.
Because you came on the Jason
Ellis show. I always thought it was you.
And I hosted the Leonard Maltin game, so you could actually be a contestant on it for once. And
what is
it was
happening?
On his show?
Sam, yes.
Oh, and then, okay. It wasn't on my show.
I think it was Sam was on an insane win streak. This was when you brought back the winner every week.
Uh-huh.
And your publicist hit me up saying, hey, you know how to play the Leonard Maltin game and host it. If Sam wins this week, can you host so Doug can be a competitor?
Right.
And Sam lost, and my dreams were crushed.
Oh, so that was going to happen and then didn't?
Yes.
I swear I thought it really came to fruition and really happened.
It was Sam's fault?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
It's fucked up.
It's Sam's fault when the Cubs lose every year.
They just won today.
I'm talking about that at the end of the year.
They won the World Series last year.
And then every other year they've existed?
I wasn't alive.
All right. But Kevin is, of course, on the Jason Ellis show he just mentioned. And I go on there all the time. And we had a blast in Vegas with Ellis Mania. And it turned out to be not the best weekend overall for that town or the world.
And yeah, that was pretty scary.
I'm sorry I brought that up. On your first full-fledged appearance on the show.
I almost brought it up during the clapping.
That's Matt Besser, everybody.
I can't say anything.
Oh, that's
stop
this is exactly
it.
When you say
stop
hey,
it.
Everybody.
I can't respond.
How many times do you think you've done this show?
Many, I think.
Yeah,
I feel
think
like
so
once
too.
A year at least.
All right,
is that
well,
many?
That's a lot. That's at least 11
it's no
times.
Pete Holmes.
No, well, I don't know. I think you've probably been on more than him because I like you.
Oh.
No, I mean your demeanor on my show. Like for some reason, he goes into evil Pete Holmes when he's on my shows, and he thinks it's really funny, and so do a lot of the listeners. I'd say 50% of them.
I try to be polite because I'm not good at the game, so I'm just trying to be charming and polite.
Well, you're in trouble tonight because Sam Levine is here.
No. Thank you very much. There's no trouble. Look, we were just discussing a loss of mine. I'm a human being.
No, it's true. You can lose,
yeah.
But it's infrequent. And you complain a lot when it happens.
I don't think that that's true.
Not complain. You explain why you lost.
Yeah, but to you backstage.
That's true. You don't do it on the podcast, which I appreciate.
You're welcome.
Do you know how many times you've lost? Do you have a tally?
No, I do not. I do not.
Yeah, he doesn't dwell on that.
No.
That's not what a winner does. He's had a lot of at-bats, so I bet you your average is at least 500, maybe 750.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think it is.
Ask the internet.
Tell us, internet.
Come on.
Not
tweet
now,
at me.
But later.
Yeah.
Because they can't hear us yet.
It's true.
The internet doesn't know about this yet.
Oh, but they will soon.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Sam?
Oh, I got a little bit more from the MLB package that I have. So if you like Major
People
League
are
Baseball,
excited.
If you like Major League Baseball, but don't really care about any specific team, hello! This is an adult small white tee with an MLB.com logo on it.
That is the smallest
is it?
Logo. You can
and isn't adult
read
small
that.
Just, does, isn't that size, shouldn't they just call it Sam Levine?
From now on, adult smalls will be referred to as Sam Levine. You heard me, clothing industry. And then this one I could not break up into smaller things. So from the TV screener nonsense thing that I have, it is all of the AMC 4-year consideration screeners. This is entire seasons of The Night Manager, Better Call Saul, The Walking Dead, Preacher, Fear the Walking Dead, Feed the Beast, Hell on Wheels, Halt and Catch Fire, Turn, Washington Spies.
Oh, shit, can I have that?
No, you may not.
Yeah, Kevin, you could just have that if you want.
What was that last show?
Turn, Washington Spies.
Turn was about,
Jamie Bell?
I was the opposite of a patriot.
Right. It's
it was a turncoat. It's about a turncoat.
Yeah, it's from the British view, the guys who were turning, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Benedict Arnold's and the what happened.
As soon as I heard a brief description of the show, I was like, yep. It didn't really appeal to me. But that Halt and Catch Fire, I have not watched any of it, but I just got the sad news that our friend Scoot McNairy died on the show.
No spoiler alert, because who watches the show, really?
Is there a Halt and Catch Fire fan that is not caught up to the part where he dies? Oh, sorry, dude. No.
I couldn't get past Halt.
He's had an illness on the show, you know, right? Yeah. Okay, good.
Didn't work out.
Who gets ill on a series and then is like, I recovered, and there's only a couple episodes left?
Walter White?
His entire, it was all recovery. Yeah. Which I think everyone should just get into, you know, selling meth if they're dying of cancer, because it clearly worked for him. You know, it was therapeutic.
It really was.
Yeah. Yeah. I kept him around until guns took him down. Aww. Did someone else say spoiler? God damn it. Breaking Bad is over for years now.
Yeah, there is no way you're getting any leeway on a Breaking Bad spoiler at this point.
Shh, don't say anything about The Sopranos. I'm on season 2.
Don't tell me what song it ends with.
Oh, don't stop believing. Kevin, what do you have for us? Oh, you pass your shit down there, Sam.
I almost fell on my face. All right, so I'm a gamer, so I brought an amiibo. It's Ryu from Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hadouken.
All
right. Is that the right?
Yep, no, that's the right noise.
So. All right.
Yeah. Halloween's coming up, so I got some death metal in here to get people in the mood. Skeleton Witch album. Little shameless self-promotion. Got a Puma Nati shirt. This is for my podcast, Mad Scientist Party Hour. And a screenplay I wrote.
What?
That was in a contest and won, and they put it up on Amazon. So it's Iron Lung. It's a stoner kung fu movie. Yeah.
All right. It's about time.
Oh. I figured this would be the right crowd.
Is that on the blacklist now? Like, why hasn't that been made?
It's being shopped. That's why.
Oh. Kung fu, though, is wouldn't you say it's being chopped?
Oh, shit.
Use that in the pitch.
Yeah, you got to put that in the pitch, man. But thanks for bringing all that stuff. That's amazing. Oh, yeah. Great job. Matt, right. What kind of bullshit did you bring?
Well, I'm promoting something called Stolen Idea. It's a musical on Stitcher. Thank you. There's one person. But I can't give it to anyone because it's a streaming service. So I can't hand it out. So I brought my old school UCB season 1, which is about to disappear on CISO, because that's disappearing. Aww. And it was there. Yeah, sorry. And my movie Freak Dance. So those two DVDs. Yeah. And you know what? Since you gave away that action figure, I didn't know whether to give this away, but my daughter got these zombie action figures today. And this one wouldn't balance. I think it's someone running from a zombie. And she got mad because it wouldn't balance. So she said, throw it away, throw it away. And I was like, no, I'm going to give it away.
I just can't wait to see if it balances.
There's no way you'll be able to balance that. See? Maybe that's the fun of it.
Oh, is this like the end of Inception?
She just needs a wall or a bottle. All right, that's going in the bag along with all this other stuff. Somebody's going to win all this stuff. But I got a couple of quick questions for you guys before we play the games. And Sam knows what's coming, so I'll ask him first.
Okay.
I don't even know if you've had a chance because you were just on the show yesterday.
No, I did.
What'd you watch? What was the last movie you saw?
It's hard to believe that I'd never actually seen this film, but Hoosiers. Yeah.
Yeah, have you
How does
seen that
fall into your lap?
I compiled a list a couple months ago of movies that I know I should have seen by now, but just for whatever reason I haven't. And
at the
was
top of the list, did you write, "I'm a nerd"?
Yeah. That's how it's listed in my notes on my iPhone.
And Hoosiers was on the list.
Hoosiers was on the list, and it was on TV last week, so I recorded it and watched it today.
And you liked it?
I did very much. And spoiler alert, it really doesn't matter, guys. The movie's over 30 years old. I don't know why I had, for some reason, thought my entire life that they lost the big game at the end of the movie. And so I'm watching it, fully expecting them to lose, and then they win. So it was a real nice twist for me.
Doesn't he dribble out the clock as his strategy?
Yeah, pretty much. They take the lead with like a minute to go, and so then they have to like dribble out the clock.
Least exciting thing to do in a sports movie.
Well, better than
Watch
Miracle.
Him dribble out the clock.
That's how Miracle ends, and that's a true story.
I love when they dribble in hockey.
Me too.
That's what made it such a big story.
It's because
that guy dribbled that puck.
They're missing so many teeth. They dribble.
All right, Kevin, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
Kingsman, The Golden Circle in theaters, and Colossal at home.
Oh, well, yeah. Now we have to follow up question about each.
Kingsman was dope. I like that.
Yeah, you did?
The first one was silly and over the top, so they were like, a sequel, let's make it way too silly and over the top. Mm. But I still liked it for some reason.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you're still with it, and I hope they make more, but this one didn't work for me very much.
Oh, yeah. You liked the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved the first one.
Yeah, the first one's terrific, and then the second one is just, you know, you got to applaud them for trying, but I just didn't find the characters and situations as interesting. The fights are, you know, whenever people are fighting, it's really cool.
Yeah, they underused Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Yeah, and but... Settle down, Chelsea. She's the audience member that I made her sit further back because she does things like that. She used to be in the front. She used to be in the front row. And I appreciate that she's helping me out. Matt, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw this movie called Morgan. Anybody seen that? Artificial intelligence movie. It was such a ripoff of Ex Machina. Am I right? You didn't think so? No, it's not a ripoff of everything, not Hoosiers. It's about robots. So don't say everything like I'm an asshole.
Wait,
it's not
wait,
a ripoff
wait.
Of Miracle.
Well, wait, do the robots win at the end?
Yeah.
Then it's a ripoff of Hoosiers and Miracle.
Do they beat
just
the Harlem Globetrotters
win,
at Gilligan's Island?
What?
Do the robots beat the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island?
I missed that episode.
That was a movie.
I assume not.
A full feature length
film.
There's
no way anyone beats the Globetrotters.
Not even a bunch of robots.
Yeah, that's what the Globetrotters do.
It's the whole movie is about judging whether a robot passes as human. What's the difference?
Not a robot.
Whoa.
A cyborg?
No.
What is it?
She's like a...
Go fuck yourself. What is the fucking difference, asshole? I mean, my God. You're a robot. You're a fucking robot. It's only a robot. We go, it's not a robot. It's an artificial intelligence grown from stem cells, which means it is a cyborg mixture of human and robot.
It's part plant and part rock. It's mineral and vegetable. All right, so you didn't like it, Matt. I mean, Ex Machina is such an artful movie about that topic.
It was about the same thing.
Of course it's hard to beat.
Well, it seems like...
But I think lots of movies have had that topic.
But it seems like it came out very recently. It looks like they pitched that. It's Ex Machina, but with 12 people instead of 3 people.
Yeah, so bigger budget, probably a lot of exciting casting options. Who's in it? Giamatti's in it?
Yeah, who else?
I don't know.
Some famous people.
I've never seen it.
One of the Mara sisters.
One of the Mara sisters. It's either Kate or Rooney. People say Kate, and this audience is talking too much. All right, so thumbs down on Morgan?
I think so. I enjoyed it, but this audience made me hate it. It made me reassess it. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Sam, what'd you recommend yesterday when I asked for a scary movie recommendation for October?
Well, that was 2 days ago in St. Louis.
I didn't ask it yesterday because Gilbert Godfrey took up a lot of time with laughter. Right.
And my recommendation was the film Audition.
Oh, right. Yeah. That one's gnarly.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have another one for us?
Sure. In the same Japanese horror camp, Ishii the Killer. That's a pretty fucked up movie.
Oh, yeah. The director of that's got a new thing coming out. I forgot what it is, but I got to see that. Yeah, Do you think it's one of the best movies I've never seen?
Oh, it might be. I don't know that it's a great... It's one of those movies that like stays with you after, and you're like, oh, I'm fucked up. There's a lot of weird shit that happens there. And so you like it lingers in your brain for a while. I don't know if that counts. If
it stays with you? Like, what if you check into a hotel, they charge you double?
They do. You have to double occupancy in the room. Yes. I don't know. It may be a good film that you would enjoy that you've never seen.
All right.
Yeah.
Your confidence has driven me to maybe see it.
All right.
Kevin, what's you got a Halloween horror movie recommendation for everybody?
I don't know if I have any deep cuts, but...
Just something that, you know, because everybody's not seen some things, you know?
High Tension.
Oh.
High Tension gets me. I watch that every Halloween.
Who's in that?
French ladies.
It's French?
Yes.
With subtitles and everything?
If you get the Blu-ray, it's both. You can watch it dubbed or with subtitles.
Why would you watch anything dubbed?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I guess
the choice
maybe
is
if
yours.
You can't read or you're blind. Those are good reasons.
Yeah, but that's a disturbing one. That sticks.
You're in
with
a reggae.
What's that?
It's a dub joke.
Oh. The dumb joke? What? Dub joke. Matt, do you have any horror film recommendations?
It made me think of that film Basket Case. You guys seen that? Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
Yeah,
what was the director's name? What is that guy's name? He did all those weird little movies. But it's about this guy who has a brother, like a deformed mutant brother who everybody thinks is dead, but it actually lives in a basket. And that's it. That's the only description. I like Basket Case.
Do you think they sat around going, should we have him live in a basket or a case? Which one of these words is going to be superfluous? all right. Well, I'll keep getting recommendations for the rest of the month just because people love to watch horror movies this month.
Yeah, Basket Case bag.
I think good ones are great year round. You know, I don't know why, you know. October is so important time to watch them, but that's what people do, so I'm going to play along.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome, universe. Podcasts could probably reach other planets. If they're so smart, they could probably reach out and download a podcast. But now is the time in the show when I tell Bert to turn it off because I'm going to say, let the games begin!
Uh-oh.
Gentlemen! We got at least three or four times as many name tags as we have guests, and they're of all varying sizes. And
I know who I'm not picking.
Oh, shit.
That fucking guy over there.
All right, well... I love the light that you put on that 3,000 Kyles to Graceland. That's very effective.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Sam already has his. Go ahead and grab whatever name tag you'd like to play for. There's the Beth instead of the Jerk.
I'll go with Blade Run Nick.
Blade Run Nick. 2049. Yes, thank you, Nick, for clarifying. Mm-hmm. You've been on the show before.
Yeah.
Okay. Like on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were one of the replacement guests when I kicked out Ann Heche.
Oh, that's one of my favorite episodes. Where the guy accused the UCB crowd of being Trump supporters. That was excellent.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Who are you playing for, Kevin?
I'm playing for Jason in Law.
Did you get weed?
With the there's a pre-roll joint in there.
How did I not see that one?
It was disguised as a tube. And
a tube the size of a joint.
Sam and I are worked into the Photoshop, and a very handsome Matt Besser right there.
How did you know who was going to be here?
How'd you get all three of them?
The third one's Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, it's Mark Wahlberg.
No, that's me. You can tell by the stomach.
Still a great guess, though. Oh, because you heard Kevin mention it today on Jason Ellis, and you heard me say that Sam was going to be back, yeah. Good job.
Very clever.
Yeah, good. It's no...
You couldn't track me down, motherfucker.
It's no Blade Runner Nick.
And Nick just fell off.
The Nick fell off of it.
Now it's just Blade Runner.
You just got Nick rolled.
This'll never work.
Oh, speaking of Nicks and Nickies and Chris's, what do you got, Sam?
I got Tim Burton's The Nicky Mare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Wow, look at that. That's
me
very
and
impressive.
You and Jeff Tate, and I'm guessing Nikki and
Chris.
I'm very impressed. This is all one piece of paper. Where do you print something like this?
FedEx.
Awesome. FedEx.
That is very impressive. Give her a hand.
Yeah, they don't turn you away like Kinko's. Kinko's is always like, it's copyrighted material. I can't make it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a dumb sign for a game show.
Nick, you owe me like a joint or something, because I don't know why I picked this now.
Wait, did anybody else have something with weed attached to it? No? Okay.
Yes!
Okay, Nick's got you.
Cut to blowjob in alley. Can't put this on a poster.
All right, we're almost perfectly on schedule. I'm excited. This first game we're going to play, you may not have played this before, Matt, but I'll talk you through it. And Kevin certainly has it because he's never been on. I thought he was on once, but I was wrong. The game is called, and I thought of playing this game tonight just as a rebuttal. I didn't have a chance on yesterday's show to tell Joe DeRosa how wrong he was about... Oh, the crickets have just showed up. They show up as soon as it gets boring, and now I feel the pressure. Joe DeRosa really shit all over Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow yesterday, and I gotta say, I think it's fine. I like that movie. And yeah, he just hated it for some weird reason that I couldn't understand, but we had to move on. But I'll talk to him about that later. But we're gonna play a round of a game called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah. This is where I'm going to say out loud the title of a motion picture, and the first person who repeats it back correctly.
I don't like the way Sam is crouching.
I'm the farthest away.
You're already cheating somehow.
I'm the farthest away. I have to.
He's
have
just
to get
getting
a
ready,
point.
And he also knows that I need to see all of you to determine who answers this first. So you have to repeat the title, the full title, correctly. First person who can do it wins this game. I know. It sounds ridiculously easy, but
no, I think it sounds
there's
hard.
Three of you doing it, yes.
I'm just going to guess what the movie is before you say it.
Well, you know, I'll take a pre-guess right now if you want to throw one out.
Okay, it's Krull.
What? Krull?
Yeah.
K-R-U-L-L?
Yeah, Krull.
I'm going to say that the next time I order a Starbucks. They'll be like, what? And I'll be like, Krull, K-R-O-U.
See, it's hard.
It's not as hard to spell fast as B-A-B-Y, baby. K-R-U-L-L-L, Krull. All right.
Wait, can I pre-guess?
All right.
All right. Edge of Darkness.
Why?
Why what?
Is that that Spider-Man
Why
movie?
Is that your guess?
Well, because it would be clever of you to start by saying Edge and then expect all of us to say Edge of Tomorrow. But
oh,
you'd be fucking with us and it would be Edge
of
Darkness.
A different
than Mel
way.
Gibson movie. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
It's like if I said.
Yeah. And you could say Beetle and we'd be like, Beetlemania. And you'd be like, no, Beetlejuice.
Is a movie called Beetlemania?
There must be. Come on, someone.
We learned
made
last
it.
Night there isn't two movies called what was it, Sam?
Oh, I don't even know.
What 8 days a
oh,
week?
Oh, 8 days a week, yeah. We thought it was called A Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night.
Technically there is a movie called that, but Ron Howard did not direct it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Borat. Cultural Learnings of America for
I'm not going to do this one.
For make great benefit nation
you
of Kazakhstan.
You gotta say that from the beginning, the
Borat
entire title.
Cultural Learnings of America for make benefit great nation of Kazakhstan.
Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for make benefit glorious
Edge of Tomorrow
nation
Borat
of
cultural
Kazakhstan.
Edge of Darkness.
I think you win, Doug.
Krull.
No one can say that back.
I just don't
Borat,
want to.
Borat,
you lost me at Borat. For America, for make benefit.
Borat, cultural learnings of America.
Cultural learnings of America for greater
for
Kazakhstan.
Borat, benefit.
glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Did Sam say the whole thing?
Nick was so mad.
Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you. That's my most cherished victory yet on the show.
Yeah, Nick is just like, if I was up there, I would kill this.
Yeah.
When am I going to get another appearance on the show? As soon as you stop bringing 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, next time, 220s.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts!
Yay!
Oh, I'm terrible at this.
Starting with Sam, then we'll go to Kevin. Then we'll go to Matt, because that's the order in which how well you did in that last game. Giving up gives you an automatic third place. It's Columbus Day, you guys.
Indigenous Day.
Yeah. Thank you for not clapping. Because I am against it.
I wish just, this had never been discovered.
Like, people don't even get the... Did anybody here get the day off? From what?
Teaching.
Wait, kids don't go to school on Columbus Day?
Not mine.
I never got it off when I was, 40 years ago. All right.
This is the day she's going to teach about Native Americans, too. Don't have to do that anymore.
All right, so tonight we're going to spell Columbus Day. I've written down a movie for each letter in the words Columbus Day, And if you happen to match the movie I wrote down ahead of time, then you win automatically. But the idea is to just name any movie that begins with the letter just to survive. And we'll start with Sam. The first letter in Columbus Day, of course, is the letter C. Ah. Give me a movie that starts with the letter C.
Columbus Circle.
You got so far three hmms for that one.
Okay. Nobody's ever heard of that film, but it stars...
Tell us everything you know about it.
Well, I've mentioned it on the show before when we did, I think, Giovanni Ribisi on Last Man Standing. It's a film starring Kevin Pollak, Jason Lee, Amy Smart.
Do you think I was serious when I said tell us everything you know about it?
Well, no, I'm saving the... I'm
it's
in the film.
It's based on a
Doug.
Subway stop. In
I'm in
You're
film.
In it? You're in it?
Yes.
What do you play, a painter?
A bank manager who would have had today off.
Oh, shit. I went with a movie called Clear Cut. Yeah. Kevin, any movie that begins with O. There was even a movie once called O.
Yeah, this is how stupid I am. I was preparing for a U movie.
Columbus.
So I'm going to steal your answer and say O. Columbus.
Okay, that's cool. I went with On Deadly Ground.
Oh,
Matt.
Fuck.
L.
Labyrinth.
No, Little Big Man. Sam, you.
Under Siege.
No, Ulzana's Raid. Kevin, M.
Mortal Kombat.
No, Massacre. Matt, B. Any movie begins with B.
Blade Runner.
Which one, original or 2049?
2049.
No. I went with Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Sam, you.
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
No, I just went with Ulzana's Raid again.
Weird. Weird.
Kevin. S.
Superman.
No. Smoke Signals. I also would have accepted Squanto, A Warrior's Tale.
What the fuck?
Guy's got a lot of pride for a person named Squanto. D is the next letter for...
Day the Earth Stood Still.
Dude, I would have accepted Dances with Wolves or Davy Crockett. King of the Wild Frontier, or Dead Man, starring Johnny Depp as an Indian person. Right? Isn't that what he's supposed to be? A is the next letter, Sam.
Well, I can't think of any Indian films. Wait, Native American films. So I'll go with another group of displaced people. Avatar.
God damn it, I wish I had written that down. That would have been such a fun twist at the end.
Yeah,
it really would. Instead, you could have said Apache or A Man Called Horse.
Ah!
And the final letter is Y for Kevin.
Year one.
That's a terrific guess, because the cavemen were also indigenous and pushed out.
I was not implying that.
I didn't write anything down because I really thought we would have had a winner by now.
Wow.
Really thought that D, Dances with Wolves, was a real gimme.
Sorry, Nick.
No, it's all good. You don't have to apologize to the person whose name tag you chose, because you know if you lose, he's gonna get his moment to really talk some shit. I bet he's got a good shithead on the back of his name tag.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick seems very politically active.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Build a Title.
Yay!
People get excited when this comes up, but I can't play it very often. I have to have the most skilled players imaginable. And you guys, you know, that's... You're it. So we're going to start with Sam, and then switch the order around. We'll go to Matt and then Kevin.
Okay, remind me of the rules.
In this game, the first person to get the crickets to shut up wins. No, in this game, I'm going to say the title of a film, and then you have to add a title to the beginning or end of the film using the sound of the words. So you can't add extra words. It's got to flow into each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an example would be like if the first title was Purple Rain, you could add, you know, Rain Man, Purple Rain Man.
Okay.
Like that. Okay. And it doesn't have to be spelled right. It just has to sound
Purple
right.
Rain Beatlemania. I got it.
Yeah, you're already doing it wrong. Sam?
Yes, sir.
The first title is I Killed Geronimo.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a movie called that.
I Killed Geronimo Money.
Yes. I thought it could go better blues, but Mo Money is acceptable. So now Matt needs a movie that starts with the word money or ends with I.
Okay. With Nell and I.
Oh, good.
You didn't think I had it in me, did you?
I wanted it to go. I thought you could say cat's eye.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
With Nail and I.
Oh, with Nail.
So we need, for Kevin, we need a movie that begins with money or ends with Nail.
Roadblock.
Piece of cake. Moneyball.
Moneyball. That's right. So we got I Killed Geronimo Moneyball. Oh, sorry about I skipped the with Nail and I part. Which is, I think, a great horror film. Right? Isn't it always like tense with Nail and I?
With Nail and I?
Yeah.
It's a comedy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a comedy, but like it's about a guy who's fucking scared of what's gonna happen almost the entire time.
All right, I didn't take it as that.
Okay.
Is Ghostbusters a horror movie to you? It has a ghost in it.
It is for me because I'm allergic to marshmallows.
Oh. That's the part you're saying people told you. There's a scary marshmallow scene. You should see
it. Oh, I'm not going to go then. I'll wait for the sequel because I have no problem with the Statue of Liberty.
Do you sometimes see a ghost, but you just think it's a marshmallow and that's what scares you? marshmallow! Oh, it's just a ghost.
I'll tell you something that scares me about Ghostbusters is that why would a ghost named Slimer, why would he eat a bunch of hot dogs when he's just a ghost and they're just going to fall on the ground?
That's true.
Well, why'd that ghost suck Dan Aykroyd's dick? Speaking of eating hot dogs.
I think he sounds like you saw an extended cut or something because he just unbuttons his pants, the ghost unbuttons his pants, but I don't think he really gets, I mean, then they cut to his face going, ooh.
Scooby-Doo.
All right, so it's With Nail and I Killed Geronimo Moneyball.
Balls of Fury.
Balls of Fury. All right, that might be a stopper. Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't just add the word Fury because that's a movie. But I do have a good feeling for where this could go.
Furious Five.
Too bad that's not what it's called. You managed to find...
You don't think there's a documentary about the crew that backed up Grandmaster? Furious Five?
Oh, you're going to be so mad at yourself when you find out where you could have gone with that. Don't quit it, lady.
All right, I guess I'm out. I don't understand what's happening.
You're out. Nope, that's why you're out.
Could I just do Fury Turn of the Jedi?
I like it. Most people don't.
I will take the golf claps.
Most
I will take the golf
like
claps.
It.
Yeah.
I think the people that aren't clapping are just concerned about the Star Wars episode whatever that comes before that. So that kind of ruins it.
Were they called that when they were released? Or did they just say
Oh, that's a good point.
Jedi?
So you want us to all go back in time.
Yes, I do. Yes.
To when it was just called Return of the Jedi. Mm.
So I can get a point, yes.
You know, it was originally called Revenge of the Jedi, but they pushed out.
Yeah, because revenge is too harsh or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, George Lucas was like, that's too
A Jedi
hostile.
Wouldn't seek revenge.
They want to call it Jedi's Upset.
Jedi sob sesh. Okay, so I'm going to take it, though, because it's just so creative.
Yeah, it's clever.
Fear Return of the Jedi. So this is interesting.
Yeah, Fear Return of the Jedi Robot.
Yes.
Oh, look at the Mr. Robot over there.
It's not. Oh, okay, it is. Look at Mr. Robot. All right, so who's up?
Kevin.
And
it's not Matt.
No, he just Matt's done. Out. That's right. So
you're
you got to yeah,
do sarcasm here on out.
You got to do something with robot or with. With.
What movie ends in a preposition?
Robot. Robots in hell.
No, he is that
just,
a thing?
He just no. came up with that. It does sound like a bad 50s movie.
Yeah, that's neat.
Robots in hell. Watch their laser eyes.
Are the robots, like, did they die and go to hell? Or are they just bad robots
what
that
are,
fuck
what
with
are
people
we doing
in
here?
Hell?
We have no soul.
Satan built them.
Satan built them. Well, that means they don't suffer down there then, because they're built to work down there.
This is actually okay for us. We were built to work down here. Heaven's more torture for us. It's too cold.
Not enough oil. Oil can. I thought of one for that you could tag on to robot. But you don't have anything, Kevin?
No. I'm going to think of it when we walk out of here, but I'm dead in the water right now.
Sam, just for fun?
Sure, robot jocks.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's
movie.
A terrible, dumb movie from the 80s. It's a precursor to Pacific Rim.
I wanted to go robot autofocus.
Oh.
Oh, that's very clever.
I don't know if
clever
is the right word
robot
for it.
Robot autofocus.
No. But Sam wins this one, too.
Yay. Thank you.
Damn it.
I hope people that like it are glad that we played it. I get requests from time to time. Bring that back. And I'm like, as soon as I have a guest on, that when I explain it to him, he'll understand what the fuck I'm talking about. We're on. And that's what just happened. And here's another thing that's going to happen. The three of you are established guests on the show, or at least in the case of Kevin, we know that he knows how this next game is played. It's time to play the Leonard Maltin game.
No fucking way.
You're beaming.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. But goddamn it, Sam's here.
It doesn't mean anything.
So you're really good at this?
No, Sam is.
No, I know he is, but are you good?
In my car. Okay. It's not going to translate.
In his car years ago, because we haven't played it for a while. Every once in a while, special occasions, I like to whip it out. A gentleman made a book.
Whoa, easy, Harvey Weinstein.
What are you doing about people like Harvey Weinstein, Sam?
Well, it is Columbus Day. It's a special occasion. I like to whip it out, too. What am I doing? I'm not starring in any more movies that he's not asking me to be in. Do you know, Look,
that's like all the four of us agree to boycott his films from
sure.
now on.
The guy's a fucking pig, but here's the thing. I did two movies for his company. I met him 14 times for the first time.
Right, because every time he was like jerking off into a plant when you're yeah. trying to talk to him.
Yeah. Sam, you're not washing me. Soap up.
I just think it's pretty nice of him to like throw his seed into the planter instead of on the ground where someone would have to clean it up.
He's trying to grow a plant baby.
Which is not a robot.
Yeah.
It's a triffid.
All right, Kevin, here's the big twist in the game since I've brought it back on occasion. Oh. I'm going to give three choices to the person who's going first of categories to choose from without telling you what the category title means. And you have to pick one, and then you find out then. Mm. Yeah. So it's,
got you.
You know, you could get yourself into a lot of trouble.
Mystery categories.
Basically.
I'm down.
But they also, once I tell you what they are, it's like pretty clear that, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Got it?
I'm on board, Doug.
Me too.
There's a palatable tension in the room. How are you feeling about me, Nick?
Okay.
Okay?
He feels okay.
Oh.
I mean, he knows that there's some strategy to this game. You can actually win without knowing anything.
Yeah.
Moshe Kasher won like four episodes in a row at one point. He was terrible at it. Shout out to Moshe. All right. He's probably listening. Listening for a mention. It's been years. Okay, so I think you guys got this.
Yeah. Yep.
First person to 2 points. That's what I should mention that. And you get a point when you either name the movie correctly or force someone else to fail. Sam gets to pick. And then we'll go to Kevin and then to Matt. Sam?
Yes.
Would you like the category never gonna get it, or Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or tossed salad and scrambled eggs?
Tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Okay, these are the films of Brendan Fraser.
Perfect.
Wait, why don't I get that? Is he known for eating ass? What's up with that?
No, the end theme of the TV show Frasier is called Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs. And Kelsey Grammer sings it.
Okay.
And everybody got it but you. I'm glad no one's thrown that at you in an improv sketch.
Okay.
You didn't know what to do with it.
That's how our improv works.
Well, you got to know all those references, right?
Hey, I was
That's
on
a weird
Frasier.
One that got past you. You were on Frasier?
I was. I left before the end. I was like, that's my scene. It's like, where are you going? I'm about to sing the big song.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs. I do it again. Yeah.
Nasty.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Do you remember that?
Okay. Sam!
Uh-huh.
This movie is from 1994?
Is that a question?
It is, because my eyesight's stupid. I might call it 84.
I don't think so.
Okay, 94.
No. He wasn't active in 84. He wasn't.
Two stars from our friend Mr. Leonard Maltin.
Mm-hmm.
He says about this movie that the script is dull-witted. I know, unusual for a Brendan Fraser movie. And he says, fairly energetic direction and compact running time help a bit. It proves it a skosh.
Running time.
Leonard is very serious about running times. And he likes a shorter film, especially when apparently he doesn't like it very much at all.
I loved your 75 minutes.
Yes. I'm telling you, if this went $1.40, he would have given it 1.5 or 1 star instead of 2. And he lists 10 names. 10 names. Mm. Sam, how many names can you get in? And don't forget about the, Sam likes to employ this from time to time, the negative names.
And that means you can guess the lead.
The names of the people, yeah, from top down in the right order. Hmm. Sam went super deep on, what movie was it, Sam, where Glenn Headley was in it? Oh,
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Mr. Holland's Opus. Yeah. So, yeah, Glenn Headley passed away, and that's the first thing I thought of, is that you named her successfully in that bid. Mm. What's your bid, Sam?
You know what? 9 names.
Ooh, what? It's very unusual for Sam to need that many names.
That's a weak lead, right?
Very, I don't actually...
Very conservative opening salvo.
There's not that many actors in most movies.
Most movies have like 100 of them. You just, the only movie you've seen in the last few years is Ex Machina. You're so mad at Morgan.
Got like 3
You're so mad at Morgan for beefing it up to 10.
I got confused. All those people running around.
I'm not good with faces. I'm not good with robot faces. They're half plant, half mineral. All right. Sam says 9 names. Kevin, what do you think? Can you go less than that?
I think I'm going to gamble here and say -1.
Oh, boy. Mm. So, Matt, this is yours to lose.
I have to name it in -1 or I have to name it in -2?
You got to go -2 or more. And that'd be like from the top down. So you'd have to name the movie and then the top person and the second build person if you go -2.
What if isn't second build kind of subjective? If I name any other actor in it, is that good enough?
No, it is far from good enough, because this is we're talking of the Bible of Leonard Maltin, or Leonard Maltin's movie Bible.
Because I think I can do it -1, too, but well, yeah. Not -2.
Isn't that a position to be in?
Well, I'm going
to
try it. I'm going to try -2, motherfucker.
All right.
My strategy worked.
Now it goes over to Sam.
Hey, Matt, go ahead, man. Name that movie.
All right, Matt, you need the name of the movie. I'm not going to say if any of this is right until you've named the name of the movie, the top build person, and the second build person.
Okay. Well, I know the top build is Brendan Fraser.
Getting a point, Sam.
I'm going to say it's Encino Man, Brendan Fraser, and I'm going to say Pauly Shore's in that movie.
You're
fuck you, like what? Like, that's the craziest thing I've ever said. That's not the craziest guess. Two dumbasses in a terrible movie? That's not a crazy guess.
Matt's up
if
out of
if I said, oh, and Justin Bieber, that'd be crazy. And Barack Obama, that'd be, oh, are you kidding me? He's not an actor.
What about Sean Astin? Yeah. Where do you think his billing would be in that?
Oh, no. Is he #2? No, he wasn't.
I don't know. I mean,
then.
Pauly was the most famous at the time, or not most famous, but Sean Astin, of course, had the Goonies under his belt and Rudy. So it's an interesting question. But the answer, it turns out, is a motion picture called Airheads. And and top build is Brendan Fraser, and then the #2 is Joe Mantegna. Ah.
Is that what you were gonna guess, Airheads?
Yeah.
You were gonna go Encino Man too, weren't you?
I think Encino Man was earlier.
Yeah, like 90 or something.
I think it was like 92, 93. Right? It was like 93 maybe.
You know, I bet you if anybody cares, they could look it up.
Yeah.
I know I don't. I know I'm ready to move on.
All right.
I'm ready to live my life. And Sam's got a point! Now, that's where they drop the ball in their enthusiasm. Well, and I think it's because they kind of hope you lose.
Oh.
I would think it's because it's always more exciting when somebody names the film than gets a point by someone else not naming it.
That is true.
Yeah. That is true. That is I tried.
True. I know. It was a valiant effort.
It was pretty valiant.
You named a movie that is around that time and, yeah. and two out of the three top leads.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
That means something from you.
All right. So Kevin, of course, was not involved in that particular skirmish, so that means he gets to go first, and then we go to Sam. Yeah. So good luck, Kevin. Choosing between these categories. Dr. Doolittle.
Is that the choice?
Nope. The 19th hole?
Ooh.
Or Rock the Vote?
Okay.
Dr. Doolittle, 19th hole, or Rock the Vote?
Let's do Dr. Doolittle.
These are movies where humans talk to animals.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Humans are animals. That'd be every movie.
This category is every movie. Every movie ever made.
Except for Ex Machina.
That's true. That's humans talking to machines. But this one, they talk to the animals.
Learn their languages.
Yeah, they. That what's that guy's name?
Rex Dr. Doolittle.
He talk sang.
Rex Harrison.
I like that talk singing that he would do. 3 stars for this movie from 2010. What can I say about it other than Leonard lists 17 names? And just for fun, I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, my God.
How many All names right. are dog names?
So how many of the 17 names would you like, Kevin?
I'm just going to... Yeah, 15 names, please.
Yeah, that's a strong...
What the fuck?
That's a great, great opening bid. Sam, what do you want to do with that? Mm. 3 stars, 2010.
I just want to hear Doug name 15 actors. Name that movie.
Okay. I don't know, strategy-wise, if that's the best move.
No, it's probably not, but...
There's no way we're going to know half of these names.
I disagree. I respectfully disagree. Kevin.
Bacon.
From the lowest build to the... To the third build. Here are your names.
Lassie.
For this movie, they got 3 stars from 2010 where animals and humans talk to each other.
It's pretty good for an animal-human movie.
Well, some of these are animals and some of these are humans. I've said too much. Michael Goff. Imelda Staunton. Ooh, last man Staunton. Christopher Lee, Timothy Spall, Paul Whitehouse, Barbara Windsor.
Do you guys know any of these people?
Alan Rickman.
Oh.
Stephen Fry.
Oh, here's the money.
Former and future guest on this show, Michael Sheen. Tim Puget Smith. Martin, doesn't matter. Socas, C-S-O-K-A-S. Matt Lucas, Crispin Glover, Anne Hathaway and Helena Bonham Carter. What is the name of the movie?
Alice in Wonderland?
That is correct!
Oh, yeah. Whoa!
The very first name you mentioned, Michael Goh, he was Alfred in all the earlier Batman movies with Michael Keaton. And
yeah, it's too bad there's no bonus points.
Well, I'm just saying.
For your nerdy knowledge, but it's true. Yeah. He was Alfred. That's how you like to pronounce it? Goh?
Goh?
Goff?
Yes, Goff.
Goff?
Goff?
Goff? Yeah, I don't know.
He's dead now, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I finally learned fucking Gail Godot just from hearing them say it on SNL the other night. Yep. I always thought it was Godot.
Right. She's Israeli. Yeah. It's Godot.
Yeah. Godot figure.
Yeah. I've been waiting to find out what her name was.
Waiting for Godot. Okay.
Waiting for your laugh for my joke.
Okay, so that means that Kevin has a point, Sam has a point, and Matt, it's time to get into this. You got to get on the board, buddy. You get to go first.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get a chance in that one. I was going to say Clipper.
That's right. And then it flies right back at Sam. So,
okay.
Good luck.
All right.
I wish everybody luck when they play against Sam.
Dr. D'Lo.
Would you like four-letter word or
crawl?
It's five letters. Or eat my dust. Or Google Maps.
Oh, I have no idea what that one is.
Do you have some idea what eat my dust or four letter word is?
Four letter word? You think it's going to be a movie that's a four letter word? I'm going to go... What was the second one?
Eat my dust.
All right, let's try eat my dust.
Okay. This is movies featuring cooking or a kitchen?
Very confident nod from Besser. Very confident.
It's going to be the apartment. It has a kitchen in it.
The year, it's not Ghostbusters, the year is 2014.
Is this the opening line?
Three stars from Leonard Maltin. And again, he lists 10 names, and I think I've said enough.
Cooking or a kitchen in it, 2014.
Three stars.
I think...
10 names.
I can name it. Can I just say that? Or do I have to say in a number of names?
Yeah.
Zero names.
Zero names, he says. He's zeroed in on it, Sam.
Matt Besser, name that movie.
Chef.
That is correct! You sure you don't want to take a lap around the whole room?
The audience had counted me out. That's what makes this a great story.
Oh, I gotta
Sam is seething over there.
No, not at all.
Oh, you're mad.
Buddy. I love a three-way tie.
Oh, I thought you were just going to stop it. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I had to have the drink because this is terribly exciting.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's so great that you know years. We have three players that are actually naming the movies. Let me just cross that one off of my list. We did that, and now who challenged who there?
I challenged
Sam.
Matt.
Challenged. So we start with Kevin, and it goes back to Sam. Sam's always got control.
Well, not really.
That second bidder, I think, is Krush.
Preventing myself from getting mathematically boxed out. That's what I'm doing.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like when
What did that mean? Don't like that.
I can't find any more categories in this thing.
Go to the old ones you didn't choose.
I'll get to it.
Oh, there's a whole book.
Yeah. No, this guy really prepared. I make up the category names, but this guy did everything else. Because the Leonard Maltin app doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. But, if you upgrade to iOS 11, it really doesn't work anymore. It's a very sad day.
Yeah. Really messes with you when that app's gone. What'd you do to mourn the loss of the app, Sam?
I called Leonard and cried for a while.
Oh, really? He just let you cry?
Yeah, he put me on hold.
Not more than 90 minutes, though.
No, he said this cry is beginning to suffer from overlength.
I give this cry 2.5 stars. All right, I'm out. Sorry, guys.
Wow. Oh,
no, just kidding. Here we go.
Okay.
Which one of these categories would you like, Kevin? X-ray, Lando or C, or Days of Future Past?
Oh, man. I want Days of Future Past.
Okay. Days of Future Past is movies with a specific day in the title. Yeah.
Damn it. I thought it was going to be X-Men movies. I'm better at those.
Yeah. You should have chose X-Ray because that's movies with X in the title.
Fuck!
Sorry, dude. Okay, so
this is from... what year is this? This is 2014 as well. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about this movie that it is unsurprising and overlong. Yet the movie still works.
He really is a length diva.
Yeah, no, he is. It comes up a lot. And he names 20 names.
Cool.
This is a good one to wrap this up on. 20 fucking names.
So this has days of the week or like a holiday? What is this?
This, you know, the three of you all got the same information, but I'll try to clarify. Yeah, it's just about a specific day. So it's just the title. Somehow mentions a specific day.
All right. Let's try 17 names.
Like, let's say there was a movie called Day Day.
That's not specific. Or 28 days. That's 28 different days.
Yes, that's a better point. Like, we should be saying titles that do not fit this category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But 28 days later would work, because that's 28 days from the last day of the first 28. So that'd be just one specific day.
Days of Wine and Roses would not count.
It's too many days.
So many days.
More wine than roses in my case, but... what do you think there, Kevin? 20 names.
He already said 17.
Oh, I was busy joking around.
I'll say 15 names. There's so many to choose from, guys.
Matt's choking on all these names.
It seems like so many names.
Right?
Seems like we're just being wimpy. I mean, we'll never guess the first 7. So why just start at 8 names?
Did you really just make that bid?
Yeah.
He's saying 8 names.
And I liked how people looked at me. That guy looked at me with respect for the first time tonight. I said 8 names. He started nodding. He's like, yeah, okay. Never liked his comedy, but 8 names.
never subscribed to CISO, but this eight name bid is really... really turned me around on this guy.
That musical sounded lame, but eight names.
What is it again? Let's get in another plug for
Stolen
it.
Stolen Idea, Stitcher Premium, promo code STOLEN to get it for free. It's a musical. Gimberling's in it, Aukerman, Paul Rust.
Yeah, it's great. Looks, yeah. I mean, it sounds, yeah. Looks great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I haven't experienced it.
But. Go to stolenidea.net, get a little taste.
Okay.
Eight names, he says. I forgot what we
were
talking about. Oh, yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah, I gotta say Matt Besser, name that movie.
Fuck.
Yes,
you.
And then...
I'll never get
sorry,
it.
Guys.
See, now that's what Sam was talking about. He just got mathematically boxed out. So, they, you know, he has no chance, but you have a chance. Kevin has a chance. And, you know, Sam's been on four shows in a row, so I don't feel too bad about
no,
this.
No, nor do I.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with this. Because there's no way Matt's naming this movie.
Asshole. See, he
oh,
is
you
an
are,
asshole.
If you were putting money down, you'd put it on Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
I just said chef and zero names.
I know.
All right, 2014.
I think it is chef
three
a day.
Three stars.
Is chef a certain day?
Hey, who here celebrates chef?
I know it came out in 2014.
Unsurprising and overlong. Yet the movie still works. And your eight names are Wallace Langham, Josh Pence, Timothy Simmons, or is it Simons?
Simons.
The guy from Veep.
Simons.
I shouldn't have said that. David Ramsey. Chai McBride, Brad William Henke, Kevin Dunn, and W. Earl Brown.
It's actually Shy McBride.
Shy? Mm-hmm. Instead of Chai?
Instead of Chai.
All right.
Yep.
The crickets have my back.
I know. I worked with him on an episode of Hawaii Five-0.
Maybe. Wedding day!
Wait, what? What just happened?
He said wedding day. You know, that famous day.
That's a specific day. I know you haven't experienced it.
Sick burn.
That burn is in the hospital. All right, so that is incorrect.
Okay.
I mean, what is that movie even?
I don't know.
Yeah. You took a shot. You took a shot.
Day.
I appreciate it.
Day.
Nobody in the audience say anything yet, but Sam and Kevin, do either of you have an idea at this point?
Nope.
All right, so Kevin is officially our winner tonight.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm sorry, Sam, but...
Dude, you beat Matt Besser. Well done.
Sam was a mathematically boxed out impossibility.
That's right.
Okay, so, but just for laughs, and Matt, you can do this too. I'm going to continue naming names until one of you, see if
more
one
and
of
more
you can name
names.
It. No, it gets, it's leading up to the top name.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how those names weren't too obscure. I mean, this is a solid cast. And continues with the great Tom Welling. You know, he was on Smallville, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Williams. Rosanna Arquette. That's how you pronounce it, Sam.
Yep.
Yep. Chadwick Boseman. Ellen Burstyn. Terry Crews. I think that's a really good clue. Sean Puffy Combs. Sam Elliott. Frank Langella. Dennis Leary. Jennifer Garner. And Kevin Costner in...
Waterworld
Wedding Day.
This is from 2014?
I think that's what I said, yeah.
And it's a movie with a specific date?
I know it's warm in here tonight, but if there was like a breeze going through here, what would you say today is?
Windy day. Fart day.
It's called Draft Day.
That title is, the category title is decidedly misleading.
Yeah,
that's
no
a specific
kidding.
Day. It happens
more
every year.
It's specific than a draft day.
Draft day. That is deeply misleading.
Right, but also you clearly just don't know that movie.
You are absolutely correct.
Like, you would have recognized it by a lot of those
names. No. Sure.
Yeah, it's some one you missed for some reason. And,
yeah, no, but you know what it is?
Maybe because it's overlong and unsurprising.
Yeah, that's it. I read Leonard's review and decided I was going to skip it.
But this was a surprising turn of events, and come get your prizes, Jason in law. Congratulations.
Yay.
I put it all into one bag in case you have to fly. He lives around here. Hey, give me the Blade Runner and the other one for the end here. And Sam, start us off with your plugs. And congratulations on your 4-show run.
Thank you. This was so much fun. I'm exhausted and I need to sleep for a week. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Sam Levine, SammLevine. Check out Kevin Pollak's chat show on iTunes and Earwolf. Upcoming guests. Ricky Gervais is going to be streaming on the show live Sunday, October 29th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, but then that'll drop the following Tuesday. Check that one out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kevin Kraft.
You can hear me on the Jason Ellis Show on Sirius XM. Channel 103, weekdays, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Got a podcast, Mad Scientist Party Hour, on the Riotcast Network. And Instagram at Kevin Kraft, Twitter at Kevin Kraft Sucks.
Sorry, I was just listening to a voicemail. Like, Joe DeRosa left me a voicemail during the show, and I'm like, did somebody like call him and say I was talking shit about him or something?
Weird.
But it was just a nice message about wanting to know if I wanted to go see Blade Runner on Thursday morning.
Oh, that's nice.
You gonna do it?
So old fashioned. You can't fucking text that?
Yeah.
Leaves a 30-second message talking about that.
Is your visual voicemail not working either?
What's that?
Is your visual voicemail not working either?
What does that mean?
I'll talk to you after the show.
You mean I could have just looked at what he said?
Yeah.
But I'm also several versions behind because I won't update my phone.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can I keep this doobie? Yeah, keep it.
I think that's the idea, is he's trying to, I don't know if he wants to keep the whole thing, but he used it to lure you into picking it. So that's your extra prize. Yeah, put it behind your ear.
Pull me once.
And don't get pulled over looking like that. That would be funny to talk to a cop with like a joint behind your ear the whole time.
Then you say, you're like, ah! Fucking magicians.
I'm going home from the Magic Castle, officer. Those guys are dicks. all right. Matt, gonna do another round of plugs.
Yeah, I got a show coming out on Netflix called Haters Back Off. I'm the dad of Miranda Sings. You guys seen that show? Season 2, I'm going to be in it. And, of course, what I've been saying, Stolen Idea. It's a musical. It's 60 minutes long. All those guys are in it, and it's really funny and improv for humans. Thanks, guys.
What was a... What was a fun phrase that came up during the show tonight that we can use as a hashtag for this episode? Okay. Can you think of anything?
Oh, you're asking.
I can never think of anything at the end. I'm trying to remember.
Something about robots.
Hashtag Morgan's a robot?
That's nope. Very upset.
Way too deep.
I'll take it. Because now that we've talked about it, it'll make sense.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
You know, when people first look at it, they'll be like, Morgan's a robot. Mm-hmm. This is going to be hilarious, whatever this is about. Mr. Robot's coming back for season 3. I heard season 2 sucked.
I liked it. It wasn't as good as 1, but okay. It was good.
So you think they can rebound?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, good luck, robot.
I did start watching that show thinking it was going to be about robots. It's not
at all. There's no robots in Mr. Robot?
It's not. Spoiler. You get to the end of three seasons, still, where's that robot?
Is the theme song to Mr. Robot the stick song Mr. Roboto?
I don't wanna get me Mr. Robot. No, I don't wanna.
I'm gonna use that hashtag too. No robots in Mr. Robot. And hey, watch this, you guys. And all of my upcoming tour dates are at DougLowesMovies.com.
That's DougLowesMovies.com. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I need something.
Even
like, that.
Like if I say that in the grocery store, that happens. Yeah. Like everywhere I go.
Hey guys, everybody who listened to Stolen Idea.
That's Stolen Idea. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think we might have a new thing on the show where the audience has to yell back the plugs.
That's a hashtag, yell them plugs.
I knew
I'd get one eventually. Thank you once again to everybody for coming out, to all my guests, Matt Besser, Kevin Kraft, and Sam Levine.
You can go or not go, doesn't matter. As always, dude. All right, he's taking off. See you later, Matt. As always, fake news and bad drugs are a shithead. Yeah, that probably didn't get the reaction he was hoping for. Or you guys were hoping for. And bitch ass Mike Pence is a shithead.
Another talkie, Isaac Gold, his viewing prowess makes him